Well, you know what time it is.
Pop.
It's time for Bubbly Banter. Alex, pop it on open.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
She's tight tonight.
Yeah!
Alex and Brandon and the one and only, the author of 101 Nights of Great Sex. Wow. Laura Korn. Hey, girl. Woo!
Welcome.
Oh, my God. What are you guys drinking?
No, nothing yet.
Nothing yet.
We're pouring some Prosecco. Uh-huh.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's how we get the bubbly banter going.
Wait for it. Are we having a threesome?
A foursome, actually, right?
Well,
it's a foursome.
A threesome.
I guess it's a foursome.
Well, threesome with maybe possibly some phone sex?
I guess so.
A threesome here.
Yes, I think it's a foursome. And by the way, one of my most popular fantasies is coming true right now.
Woo! We did that. Next book, we're in it.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, wait, let's take a sip of our bubbly once we get it. Okay.
All right. So now I got to ask you guys. All right. So you have a copy of the book. Have you ever seen a book where the pages are stuck together?
I haven't.
Okay.
Well, the pages stuck together, not for those reasons.
No.
Not for those reasons.
Yeah, you have to tell us about your 101 Great Nights of Great Sex, the 2020 edition.
Yeah. It's kind of, you have to admit, it's like no book you've ever seen, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Not at all.
So imagine that there are 100 and what is the number one sexual complaint, first of all, of couples across the country? Number one.
Redundancy?
I would say not having sex at all?
Becoming boring?
It ends up like that.
Yeah. Well,
same old.
I feel like a lot of times couples don't communicate.
They don't, but you know the other thing, even communication, a woman doesn't want to tell a guy, hey, when we get home tonight, I want you to throw me up against the wall and pull my hair.
Good point.
She's not going to tell you that.
Well, I will.
Right?
I told him that just 2 days ago.
That's great. But, you know, the cool thing is, like, they just did this. Like, I guess they interviewed, I don't know, 50,000 couples, and 79% of them said they want a more adventurous sex life in 2020, right? But it's a lot harder to achieve because where are you going to get the ideas?
That's a good point.
Like,
if you're redundant. No, I said that's a good point. Like, if you're redundant in your sexual positions and, you know, what you do in your bed and only in the bed and you don't romp around the house, then it just becomes redundant.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Same old, same old. So if that gave me the idea for the interactive part of the book.
I like it.
Because it's not a book you read, it's a book you do. And so imagine like...
That's what I just said. That's what I just said. We were talking about the book before you called, and I said, this is not really a book that you could just like sit at the kitchen table and read. It's something that you want to like really have to... It's a how-to.
Yeah, it's seductive.
Yeah.
A lot of mystery with it.
You know what it is? It's a playbook.
Yes. It's almost like Color by Numbers.
And by the way, even if you sat and read a sex book, and let's face it, most guys have never bought a book on relationship, right?
Book at all.
So it's interactive because it's like the Grammy Awards when they go, can I have the envelope, please?
Mm-hmm.
And then
yes.
Right.
Nice.
You feel anticipation because you're waiting to see what's in your envelope. So imagine if your sex life was that like that. So imagine 101 envelopes in a book, 50 are for his eyes only, 50 are for her eyes only, and one for the end, one you do together. And you flip through it, and each envelope has a name, as you can see.
Uh-huh.
And that's half the fun, like bad to the boner.
Dinner party.
P is for porn.
Splash of sexy.
I wanted to, the velvet tongue. Is that my favorite?
Oh, okay. I was going to ask, which is your favorite? So velvet tongue.
Well, the velvet tongue is probably the most famous seduction. It's a for her eyes only envelope. And literally the oral technique has been talked about on TV. It's literally he will levitate off the bed. Like, that's all I can tell you.
Wow.
Like, if you've never experienced it, it's amazing.
Wow. So with this book, so have you tried everything in this book?
I have.
That's what I was going to ask. I wanted to know if she's tried everything she's written.
Oh, my God. This is the 2020 edition. I mean, it's hotter than ever. Here's the thing. I just want to say, this is really key. I think that couples, men and women, get excited when they know the other person is planning something.
Ooh,
I always say to men, a man with a plan will always win a lady's hand.
Oh, most definitely.
Right, Monica?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So here's the down low on this. When you rip out a sealed envelope in front of your partner, mm-hmm. whether it's number one, Honeylingus, or the Velvet Tongue, or the Marilyn Monroe Seduction, I Think I Made His Back Feel Better. What you're really saying to your partner, what you're saying is, I'm going to plan something. I'm going to surprise you, and you're going to be blown away. There's nothing hotter than that.
Do you say it just like that?
So I just handed
Do you say it just like the way you just said it? That if you do, I'm done. You win. I'm at the house. I'm going to beat you to the front door, and I'm going to be naked waiting for you to do all those things that you said that you're going to do. If you say it exactly like you just said it.
Okay.
I love a man with a plan. Let me tell you.
I handed the book to Alex, so I think Alex and Brandon, if you want to rip one of the envelopes open and which you have.
I mean, and that's half the fun. Imagine you have to have a kind of a playful personality, mm-hmm. to be honest, to do this book, you know. And, you know, what an amazing gift for Valentine's Day. I do want to plug that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
There's no amount of candy or flowers or dinner or that's going to get you 101 Nights of Great Sex. It's going to be forgotten about the next day. I'm sorry. It is. But you spend $25 on 101 Nights of Great Sex.
Uh-huh. Oh, you hear that rip.
one? Is that Alex?
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's Alex.
This is you ripping, Alex?
It's number 51, Love It, Rip It. Hence why I chose it for Rip It.
For Rip It.
Girl, I'm over here ripping.
Woo!
But wait a minute. You know what you just did, Alex?
He get the one for the couple?
You're reading the For Her Eyes Only page. You're bad.
Yeah, thank you. But I'm gay. I'm gay. So what does that mean?
I think that's awesome.
Would you ever, have you considered like writing one or putting together a book like same sex? You can work with someone and collaborate with someone else.
Can this apply to same sex?
They use this just wherever it says this hole or that hole or whatever.
No, that's right.
Wait, it's cornhole.
That's what it is.
So
you guys came here to butter corn up, didn't you?
Why not?
So
as long as we're not being corny, hey.
Hey.
Oh my God, I get a lot of jokes about, you know, it's corn like the vegetable. I'm a vegetable. I used to have a vibrator like a corn on the cob.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. On and off.
All right.
I was lying myself a little bit too much there.
I love her. What is your sign?
Well, I'm a cusp.
Okay. So am I.
I'm not.
Oh.
I'm a Scorpio Libra cusp. What are you?
Oh, shut the door.
That's what she is. Watch.
Wait a minute. Are you the 23rd?
I'm the 25th.
I'm the 23rd of October.
Look at y'all.
Because you know what I said? Only a Scorpio could write this book.
Wow. I'm a Cancer.
I'm a Taurus over here. So
I heard you were coming on and I was in like reading and like, I was like, only a Scorpio could write this book because Scorpios are one of the only like zodiac signs that really allows themselves to like go there.
Oh.
Do you know who?
I didn't know that.
Do you know who a Scorpio? Ross. Remember Ross?
Ross.
And so like a lot
LA.
Of... a lot of Scorpios don't mind being a little like going on the wild side.
Uh-huh.
You know,
that's Laura.
I'm so glad I am on the wild side.
I love it.
There's like a little bit of a conservative side too.
That's your Libra.
Well, that's, yeah.
That's your Libra.
Wow. And do you know I'm doing something so wild tomorrow night?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Oh my God. Let's guess what Korn's doing. Okay, so confession.
Okay.
So
this is bubbly. We can
a
sip and talk.
Relationship for 29 years.
Uh huh.
I'm recently single.
Oh.
60 days.
60 days.
60
and I'm
days.
About to live,
fresh
I'm
off
about
the press.
I have a sexual fantasy that only I could only dream about tomorrow okay. night.
And what is that?
Would you like to kind of guess?
Are you going to be with another woman?
A threesome.
Another woman.
I'm calling another woman.
It'd be an oddball.
You're partly correct.
An orgy.
But no cigar. You have to keep going.
She said,
Keep going.
Yeah. Keep going.
So we're
warm.
So you're is it like an warm. Orgy with men and women?
It is.
Nice.
Look at you. You got to report back, girl. I need your phone number so we can talk. We got to call you on Bubbly Banter Part 2, Take 2 update.
Get it, girl.
Hey. Oh, my God. It's like one of these. Okay, so truth be told, it's like an Eyes Wide Shut, very high-end thing in Malibu.
Wow.
And I've got the outfit. I'm going to observe. Okay.
No, you're not.
You better take your butt in there.
You better participate.
Girl.
You got the outfit.
Look, you got your Brazilian wax going on and ready. I'm getting,
what I would do? You guys are so cute. I just may take a picture and send it to you.
Please do. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Please
do. I have to. I'm very excited, and I'm going with a girl. Side note, girl that I ran into 8 months ago, she just started this alternative lifestyle, 8 months ago. I had a crush on this girl 10 years ago.
Really?
How awesome.
Because I've always women are the most beautiful.
Yes, that is fact.
On the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So my fantasy's always been women.
Nice.
You know, but I've always been just with a man. So there you go.
Redundancy.
So, what's going to happen? What's going to happen, Monica, Alex, Brandon?
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to explore and you're going to have fun.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's going to be in a safe environment. And that's all that matters.
Amen.
And you only live once. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
And... okay, so I'm revealing secrets here. The next weekend, I'm going to an all-girl orgy.
No!
And wait for it. I'm going to give you the name. Crazy. This is the best name I've ever heard. You can look it up. It's called the Skirt Club.
The Skirt Club.
Not the Fight Club, but the Skirt,
Skirt Club.
Look, I'm writing it down.
I'm looking it up right now.
I know. I'm writing it down. Girl, I see you at the Skirt Club.
There's one in Washington, D.C.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah. They're from the U.K., and they put on events in major cities. So,
I was going to say, how did they go about renting out a room?
I know.
Okay,
in the Skirt Club.
Here you go. The last one that was in D.C. was in 2017. It's from 7 p.m. It was from 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. And it was invite only.
Huh.
And
you got to invite us.
It's ladies only. It's a host private
application.
Yeah, that's what it's saying. Like, it's application. So you have to know somebody to get into this.
Really?
And I have in the club, because I was accepted, I have 8 girls.
She applied for a membership.
What?
Get a girl.
Live your best life. That's what I'm saying. Live your best life. You go ahead.
I'm kind of excited.
I'm excited for you.
I'm excited for you.
You're branching out.
And your next book. Because you're going to have to write a book after everything.
Yeah.
That's like, I think last weekend in D.C. was Mid-Atlantic Leather Convention. And I knew some people who went, and they had a fucking ball.
I bet. That sounds like a fun party.
See, that's
now, wait a minute. Now, anyone over there, Alex, Brandon, have you been to a sex party?
I have not. And see, that's where I'm very taboo. It's like I'm I'm very old school, and I don't know why.
Ooh, no, I wouldn't say that's old school, though, because you know them old school queens back in the day was in them bathhouses.
Well, okay, good point.
And in them photo booths, boo.
I'm very monogamous. I don't hook up. I don't go to parties. I still have that romantic side, and I'm not saying what people that go to parties aren't romantic, but it's like just that monogamy. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want to just stay in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
We're going to show the house out.
Okay. And that's all right. I'm more of an adventurous,
and I've had my fun.
I have had my fun in the past, but not now.
I'll make sure that my mother and my nobody in my family listens to this episode.
We like warning, mom, don't listen.
However, I've had my fun. I've been to several sex parties, and I've been to a couple of bathhouses and things of that nature.
They're very popular.
However, I know my limits and my comfort zones.
Mm-hmm.
However, I still think that we're all just not straight. We're not all just gay. It's some fluidity to it. So I tell a lot of people, just don't knock until you try it. And
yeah.
Now, that's how I feel. Because
I feel like the people that are most judgmental, like, of anything, are usually the ones that are, like, they have a lot of stuff going on.
The
you're like, I see you in the skirt.
Yes. Those are the people in the skirt club.
Yes.
Those are the people who get Laura's book, and they're like, oh, we've already done all this stuff before.
I know it. It's like, we don't know what we're talking about. But
it's always the judgmental people who are like, oh, you're going to hell for this, or I can't believe that you guys are doing this. But then when you get to the house, they have a whole room of leather and chambers and stuff.
I'm saying, I think you just do it up, and you just live your own life. Stop worrying about what everybody else is, you know, what they're doing, and you can really embrace what's going on in your life.
And that's why I think it has a lot to do with communication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to communicate, essentially. Yeah.
Because I think
I think the really cool thing about this book is that it gives couples permission to go outside their comfort zone.
I like that.
He wants to do, she's out, you know, like he, like one of my favorite for him to do for her, the sex date is she's out of control. And it involves a wooden hanger, some batteries, and a pillow.
Goodness.
Well, just got black eyes.
This is Tina Turner's story.
Eat the cake, anime!
Jesus. Woo. I mean, do we need to have 911 on speed dial?
Goodness.
Batteries.
Batteries.
A wooden. A wooden stake.
I've done that one. Like, I'm telling you.
She's a vampire?
So a lot of guys, they wouldn't be able to think of this on their own.
No.
Good point.
They're like, you know what? It's not really me doing the wooden hanger, the pillow. It's Warcorn telling me to do it.
Exactly. Yes.
And the cool thing is, you're just making a commitment to your relationship, to your partner, that you are going to not let it get boring. You are going to
that's not boring.
The envelope.
That's pushing it.
Envelope.
I got
that one's number 39. She's out of control.
You know, I'm a good Christian lady. I wear that church hat every Sunday.
Hallelujah.
And so anyways, and then there's this really cute guy, and he shows me around the leather bar or whatever, and you know, he figured out that I was new because I was in the corner standing by myself, just observing and dropping my jaw a few times of what I was witnessing. And you know, I did feel out of my boundaries, but I was okay with it because I was pushing myself in a new direction.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So anyways, he finally gets my shirt off of me. And he says, see, look, you look real good.
There you go.
And he loved my my chest hair.
Your butt.
I know your butt. I know, look.
Your butt.
It's okay.
Your butt.
Did I say my butt?
Yes, she did. Your butt. He likes your butt.
Okay. I so did not mean to say that as I turn complete red right now. I guess he liked that too.
Yeah, yeah. That's hey, like I got your shirt off.
So anyways, he's showing me around. He's like, well, you know, do you want to go to the dance floor? And I was like, you ain't got to tell me twice. You catch me there any day.
Ready.
So he takes me to the dance floor. And I didn't know that in a leather bar, the dance floor, you don't dance there. That's a place where you cruise to find who you want to engage with. At this point, he had my shirt off. Well, Janet came on the speakers, and you better believe it. All for You, and I was there reenacting. I thought I was a backup dancer in Janet Jackson's video. You better believe it. no shirt, not knowing what to expect. I throw my hands up in the air.
You know, like you just don't care.
And rolling my hips seductively. And the neck, and I got my head turned to the left, but then in my right armpit, I all of a sudden feel something wet and look over, and he is licking my armpit. And I'm like, what? What is this? What is going on? And then automatically his reaction was, why are you wearing deodorant and a leather bar? And I was like, I don't know the etiquette of a leather bar. Excuse me.
And he's like,
well, you're not really out here to dance. This is where you cruise. And I was like, exit stage left.
Let me take you to the bathroom so you can wash your armpit.
No, it was these open urinals and I can't go there.
Oh, man.
You only live once.
So look, yes, that's right. You only live once, and you have to really just take it all.
I said 50 Hail Marys afterward.
Woo!
But no judgment, no judgment.
That's right.
Truly,
that's
I want people to enjoy their lives.
You know what? You were talking about a leather bar. There's Seduction and 101 Nights of Great Sex. It's number 36.
36.
And it's called Leather Kisses.
Ooh,
leather kisses. Okay.
Leather kisses.
Well, I would say I did buy this leather getup, this outfit that has so many damn straps on it. I didn't even know how to get out of it. I don't know how I got in it. Oh,
so you, ooh. Monica, you sound you like to have fun. You are very experimental.
Yes, I like to have fun. I like to see what's going on, you know. Oh, yeah.
Do you plan to seduce your partner, or does your husband plan anything to seduce you, or is it more spontaneous?
It's most of the time it's spontaneous.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
It's like, you know, he opens up the door and I'm just standing there and all my straps and I don't know how the hell I got in it. Yes, I'm in my heels. He's like, well, shit. How did this happen? I'm like, yeah.
How did we end up on the kitchen floor?
But see, I think sometimes that's when some of the best sex happen is when it's spontaneous.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes.
If you want to know something? I'm telling you, if you're in a relationship and you have kids, the thing I hear the most is that if you literally don't make time for it, it'll never happen.
Exactly.
It is also boring sex and people not, you know, they're too tired, they're too distracted, they can't get their head out of their phone, they don't plan on anything, and nothing happens. Nothing. And that's honestly one of the great things about 101 Nights of Great Sex, because really what this book is 101 sex dates. That's all this is.
That is right. Yeah.
It is a sex date that you're going to plan for your partner. And one other thing I want to make, the 2020 edition, which is so cool. Like it has 101 electronic teases. So we'll just go with my favorite, She's Out of Control.
Oh.
So let's say you're a guy and you're going to do She's Out of Control. You want to plan it. You rip it out. You got it in your hand. She sees you're planning. She's out of control.
Mm-hmm.
A few days later, she gets a text. And it's an electronic text that I created. And it says, your partner is planning a night of great sex for you. Here are your three clues.
She's got to think about it.
So, right? So now it's anticipation.
That is
mystery.
Everything we do in life is based. The things that excite us, whether it's seeing a movie or a favorite Netflix show, going to a concert, it's all based on anticipation, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I amped it up by sealing the seductions and these texts that come in. And it's just like you get three clues. He's planning a night of great sex. It involves a wooden hanger, a pillow, and batteries. Happy fantasizing.
Yeah, it's like, how do I piece that together?
And I think that is so cool. I just love, you know, anything to amp up anticipation in a relationship will create passion. Yeah. Love is great. We need love. Love is the foundation for everything. But
absolutely.
If you want passion, there has to be novelty, anticipation. Has to.
Facts.
Well, I want to say, Laura, I love how you have it like laid out whenever you open it up, and on one side you got the ingredients of everything that you're going to need. So right from the get-go, it's like you know how what you're going to need to plan this or execute this action out.
Right.
I think that's very important.
And not only that, I think men, we're so oversaturated with stimulation. No one's going to sit down. I'm sorry. This is terrible to say. Very few people are going to sit down and read a book on sex. They're not going to read it. They're not going to even remember any of it. It's
absolutely
too much information. this is just one, like a recipe. Here's a sex night. Read this. Here are the ingredients. Send the tea. Mm-hmm. You're good to go. And the cool thing is you can make it your own. So many people say, you know, I didn't follow your recipe, but you inspired me to come up with something even more exciting.
There you go.
I mean, that's something that I was seeing when I was looking at reviews about the book. And a lot of people were saying they tried it once with like the way that you said to do it. And then they decided to kinky it up or make it more their style the second time around.
Exactly.
So that was pretty interesting. I see that a lot of people said that they tried that.
Yeah, they, you know what? And the cool thing is your partner never knows what came from the book
mm-hmm.
or what came from your own steamy imagination.
See, I love that.
You get all the credit.
Yeah.
Or you can blame me if it doesn't work out.
You know what, Facebook, Twitter, and tweet you and be like, hey, thank you, Laura.
And you know what? One thing that I even saw in some of the reviews is that there were couples who, I don't know how they did it, but they would share the book with other like marriage couples. So it was like when Monica and Jared got married, they bought the book. So then when Billy and Hope got married, Monica and Jared gave the book to the next married couple.
And they passed it on. Okay.
And they said that's
fun. Oh, that's fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was reading on Facebook about the book a lot of like married couples.
And they just share it.
They shared it to make sure that people were keeping the flame going.
Because then they can really talk about their experience, like how they do it, girl.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking millions of couples. We're talking about, I mean, 101 Nights of Great Sex is the most gifted book during Valentine's Day of any other book. And for 20-something years, we're talking about, you know, Britney Spears, Gwyneth Paltrow, even Ryan Seacrest. I mean, these people have been loving on this book for so long because when people see the envelopes, they get it. They're like, oh, mystery, anticipation, novelty. Yeah. You know, I just got lucky coming up with the concept. And by the way, this is a lot of fun being on Mr. Bub on the Bubbly Banner.
Oh, we want you on any and every time.
Anytime.
Up with that name. That is so cool.
Well, I came up with it just because we like to sip our champs and we like to talk and chat. So Bubbly Banter.
Yes.
Are you guys in a studio now?
Yeah, yes. we're in the radio studio. We're in a studio here.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how many bubblies will you kick back?
Well, we have about 30 actually already out. Bubbly Banters.
Oh no! Do you mean how many do we throw back?
How many bottles?
It depends on the congregation.
It depends because we've had times where we've done what two? Have we done three?
It's been right there.
Yeah,
right on the cusp of the. it's enough where we got to sit here for a little while before we can get home.
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna say you guys got traffic. So you're on your 30th episode.
Oh, no.
It's close to 30.
It's close to 30.
I thought it was way more than that.
When the last time I looked, because
SoundCloud has them all, but then K92 Radio has a majority. And, so it's everywhere in Apple.
We've been doing this
Spotify.
For over a year, though.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say this is like one, when I looked on SoundCloud, the last one that it was probably like 29.
Yeah.
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 Well, I just got the call sheet earlier today. So as soon as this tour is over, I am doing some Bubbly Banter with you guys.
Yes!
Please.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, if you want me to, in a couple of weeks, I'll come back and give you the lowdown on my new...
Yes, we need the scope.
What we'll do is we'll also see if we can get some viewers to send in some questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome. And by the way, do you have a book you can give away? Because I'll tell you right now, if I can send you a book that you can give away.
Yes. We for sure will give it away.
Yeah. Them,
like challenge a guy to do She's Out of Control and challenge a girl to do The Velvet Tongue.
Uh-huh.
And then bring them on.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
All right.
They can rip whatever page they want out.
Yes. Please send another one to the station. And you have my email at K92 Monica Brooks. at Gmail?
I will tell Alan. I will get on that. And
we got to catch up. We got to talk. You got to send me your phone number, too, because we got to chat about stuff.
Skirt Club. I'm excited to hear about the Skirt Club.
We do. And, you know, look, this is Secret Sealed Seductions from fun-loving couples. It's 101 Nights of Great Sex. Go to Amazon. Read the reviews. Super cool gift. If you're a girl, you're going to give him a sex. I mean, come on. Do you want a tie or do you want 101 Nights of Great Sex?
Exactly.
And they can find you on Instagram and Twitter. Are you on social media as well?
And look me up on Facebook. This Valentine's Day, this is the best piece of advice. Do something unexpected. A couple nowadays are looking for an experience. They don't want to do the same thing they did. You know, it's not just about dinner and flowers.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Do something unexpected. Do something completely out of character. Whether it's giving your partner a book or it's like, you know, walking into a restaurant in a trench coat. And handing him the panties over dinner, or having the flowers on the table when you go out to dinner, or do something where you put effort into it.
Effort, that's right. I like that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're always looking for the effort behind the gesture when it comes to like an anniversary or Valentine's Day or birthday.
Amen.
Think about the effort.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura,
and you, all it. Your hotness and wonderful. I just love it all. You have to come back on Bubbly Banter soon.
I cannot wait.
Make
Please.
Sure to check out the book to purchase the book, 101 Nights of Great Sex. Yes, baby. Thank you.
Yes, I cannot wait to hear from you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
She has her podcast, too.
Oh, shut
yeah,
up.
So she has a podcast. I don't know where she's at, but she starts hers at 6.
Okay.
Nice.
So I'm thinking that's why she had to go.
We're going to get the name of it.
Yeah. Yeah, because she was like, I have a podcast at 6 o'clock. So I'm like, it's 8 o'clock now. So wherever she's at, 2 hours difference.
Is this like Bubbly Banter outtake or like Bubbly Banter after the show?
It is, guys. I know, because we can talk real quick about the Grammys.
Yes.
Because the Grammys, I kind of just watched through Twitter. Because I know Lizzo, she performed, and Lizzo has a great voice.
Oh, she's so talented. She can sing.
See, I thought I was under the understanding that, I thought Demi was going to open. It was great. I even liked the fact that she even started over.
Absolutely.
I loved it.
Adele.
That's what I thought of. Exactly.
Because I didn't watch her performance.
Okay,
so she stopped.
Performance, she started and she started singing like the first couple verse. No, the first couple lines, whatever. And then it wasn't even that. I think it started and then she kind of started tearing up and choking up, and she kind of like waved at the guy who was playing the piano, and he started over, and people started like clapping and everything for her.
She looks great. She looks like she's healthier and feels good. Yeah.
But it's like addiction. That's something that you're going to fight every single day for the rest of your life, no matter what it is.
But like the song was good because she was like, who's listening to me? Hello, motherfuckers. Listen to me. I'm telling you, I'm on drugs. And you guys are like sitting here and continuing to tell me the tour, tell me to write, tell me to put stuff out. And I'm screaming to you, I need help. But you keep telling me to go to this PR event.
Yeah.
Keep doing this. And that's what it is. Like, she's like, who's listening?
But like right before her last relapse, like days before, she had put out that documentary on YouTube about her addictions and how it perceived the public that, wow, she's come back. She's clean. She's making it. She's got this awesome story. And then you hear of her overdosing right after the release of her YouTube.
Hello.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's.
I'm rooting for her.
Absolutely.
I'm rooting for
anybody that's battling their addictions.
Yeah, I'm really rooting for her.
You know, it's always got to be tough.
Yeah.
The demons that one has to face in those moments.
I know people are talking about, Demi, but also Alicia Keys as well as a host. Okay, because I'm going to say Alicia Keys is smart, beautiful.
I text Monica.
And boring. No, I'm just playing.
Yes, she is. No, you're not playing. No, she is. I text Monica. I said, I am so, so done with Alicia Keys. I'm like, come on, man. I'm really, really, really just like,
She's just very, you know, yes. Like, what's it, the guy with the dry eye commercial?
Like very vanilla.
Yeah, but she's very talented, no doubt.
I keep on falling on the floor.
I'm just like, come on, dude. Like,
and like, there's just no interest for me with her.
No.
Now, is she talented? Absolutely.
Yeah, and she's brilliant.
And whenever she hosted the Grammys last time,
mm-hmm.
and she's got one hand on this piano and her other hand on another piano and playing a song.
She's good. But it's just something. I'm like,
Alicia.
Not
her talent.
She's not reading 101 Great Nights of Sex.
No, she's not.
She's reading Missionary Missionary Missions.
She's reading my book. But no, it's where's the excitement with it?
Yeah.
But is that her or is that upper management?
No, I think that's her.
I think that is her.
I think that's her. I really do. I think that she might just do what they tell her to do, and she doesn't. Like, I would like to see LL do it again.
LL is a good one. He's good.
I want to see Steve Harvey do it.
Steve Harvey has mustache.
That would be funny too. Well, I was reading today. Do you know why Taylor Swift wasn't there?
I do know why she wasn't there.
Why?
Well, the rumor is that she didn't come because they wouldn't guarantee that she won.
Really?
That's not the rumor that I heard. It was really? More so the reason why she didn't go is because the executives couldn't figure out how and when if they were going to let her perform. And that was the problem because nothing was solidified in stone that she wasn't going to be able to perform the way she wanted to.
But how did she want to perform, though?
Like, I don't know. I didn't hear that part, yeah, but I definitely heard that they said, like, she was like, if they couldn't guarantee that she won, she wasn't going to come.
So she's on that level. But, I mean, maybe it's because she's going through some stuff. I know she's going through stuff with her mom. Yeah. Her mom has, like,
That's the reason why I thought she didn't come.
See, that's where I would take it. Like, okay, well, she's sticking with her family. Exactly. They're going through some stuff. But that's why she can't attend. Mm.
And what do you think about Billie Eilish?
Congrats for breaking records, girl.
She did. She's going to do the theme song
for James Bond.
Yes, James Bond.
Yes.
That's good.
She's going to be one of the youngest people to ever do the theme song for James Bond.
And that's pretty cool.
I'm proud of her.
Yeah.
Breaking these barriers.
You also see that she told people, I was actually reading this before I came today, she's telling people to stop dressing up her and doing pranks.
What?
So people are dressing up like her and doing like pranks, and she's like, please stop.
What are they doing though?
I don't know.
It's like,
I saw that shit.
It has to be something terrible for her to be like, stop doing it.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, it's like, okay.
Okay, so did you see Billy Porter at.
I love some Billy Porter.
I do too.
Girl, that hat.
I love.
Did you see it when it closed and it opened?
If I could wear that hat to work someday.
Okay, please. Okay, also, Billy Porter was on Sesame Street, full face. Full garb.
I miss.
He better come on.
You better.
Like I said on my Insta story.
The letter
of the day is F for fierce because Billy Porter was on.
Oh, I loved it. If I could have that hat that has that whole little getup where it just closes, it's like a shield, my own little curtain. Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you about it. I've been closing that all the time.
So is anyone excited for the Super Bowl this Sunday?
What's that? I'm excited for J-Lo.
J-Lo and Shakira?
Because I love football, but my thing is I don't care for either team, but I'll say I am, I don't know who I'm going for. I like the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
I like the 49ers.
I like Travis Kelce. I think that's how you say his name, so that's why I go for the Chiefs.
I'm pulling for J-Lo.
Okay. So I like Mahomes because he's a young guy. He's great.
Yeah, he seems nice.
I like the Niners because when I was little and before my mom threatened my life to change to be a Cowboys fan, I liked the Niners for a little bit. And then my aunt, Keisha. What up, Keita? She likes the 49ers as well. So I'm kind of up in the air. So we'll see.
But the halftime show should be, fingers crossed, it should be live. Should be good.
Really?
I think it's going to be good.
I hope so.
We also know that the king of Miami is going to be on the Dallas, whatever his name is.
Pitbull.
You know.
You know J-Lo's going to have him there.
You know she is.
You know how they have Black Girl Magic? Well, you see that J-Lo's getting heat for Bronx Girl Magic?
Shut up.
She put the hashtag and people are ripping her apart.
Well, that's where she's from.
Yeah, but folks are saying, so it looks like someone is trying to knock off and take a, knock off Black Girl Magic. And they're just ripping her apart for that shirt. She posted just to be like friendly posts.
Yeah. Right,
there wasn't
right.
anything to it, but people ran with it and said, oh, we can't have anything. Oh, yeah. That's all over Instagram and Twitter. And I get both sides, but at the same time, I know J-Lo wasn't thinking this is going to be a big deal.
And even to jump back to like the Grammys, did you guys hear about Dua Lipa?
What is she doing?
Hello?
Oh, she got people were mad at her for going to a strip club or something.
Yes,
right?
With Lizzo.
Lizzo
invited her out. Lizzo had her after party at a strip club.
Yes. What's wrong with that?
So
hustlers.
Dua Lipa, or as Wendy calls her, Dua Peepa. she was at the strip club and somebody caught her like making it rain on some strippers, and they were like, "How dare you?" Women's movements.
But the women are there because that's their profession.
Yeah.
So how can you say they choose to be there?
But like people said, no one gave Lizzo a hard time.
At all. They gave Lil Nas X a hard time. They said, you look bored. He was like, okay.
Okay.
Well, duh.
I love going to a female strip club.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
And I don't see any problem with it. Like, she's actually, giving them, that's their income.
Hello.
You know, that's
They're
their money.
Good
they make
them.
Thousands of dollars.
Hello.
You know,
they are supporting their life. They're out here making money. They got a job.
Tell her, whoever has a complaint, talk to Cardi B about it.
But now, I do love Dua Lipa's new song that she dropped today.
Oh, I haven't heard it.
It's called Physical. I love it. I'll play you a snippet of it.
I like her.
I love her. Too. She's dope. I've been a friend of hers for a long time. Oh, so it's kind of like Physical-esque.
Oh.
Okay.
It's upbeat.
I think I broke your chair.
Oh, sorry. Dua Lipa's cool.
I love Dua Lipa.
And
they gave her some shit for that.
And they didn't target Lizzo.
No.
But they go straight to Dua Lipa. How dare you?
Yeah, but she kept, I think I saw her tweet to it. And she's like, when Lizzo invites you out, she said something about girl empowerment or something like that.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, I don't think she was being
disrespectful. And Lizzo invites me out. You better believe I'm going.
I'm going anywhere and everywhere. So, hey.
And I've been to some girl strip clubs. They make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Some
Magic City in Atlanta, they make a lot of money.
A lot of money. Did you have the buffet?
No, it was closed when I went.
Where'd your finger go?
Oh, look. It was right there. I was trying to point, and it just happened to be twerking right there. Yep.
Was the bush coming through?
What the heck? Yes.
The
101, the bush. No wonder when I said Brazilian wax, she didn't say anything.
She's like, no, girl, we need to be all natural.
That? Yeah, because I'm like, I'm
going to
New York.
Nothing wrong out there, though. Nothing wrong with it.
No, that's
you're
okay.
All natural.
It's like, back in the day with those horror movies when the girl would run naked through the woods and she had like the biggest bush.
What kind of horror movies you been watching?
It was like Sleepaway Camp. And it was always some girl running, she falls over and she stands up.
I had to go look and see when she kept saying batteries. I had to go look to see what she was talking about because she kept saying pillow and a hanger and battery.
What?
So when I went and I pulled the thing, I had to read, it's actually a vibrator. That's what she's talking about, batteries. She's not actually using batteries.
I was thinking of a car battery or something
that.
So then also with the hanger, what you're going to do is the man is going to put the hanger. A wooden hanger. And the man is going to put the hanger, going to make the female hold the hanger.
Okay.
And then you're going to put
above
the
her head.
Above her head. And then you're going to put the hanger at the top of a door. So she has to hold
that's
herself.
That's dangerous.
She's going to dislocate her fucking shoulders.
Yeah.
That's what she's going to do.
So what's she doing with the batteries?
No, the batteries is a vibrator, baby.
Okay. I'm still picturing car battery.
I thought she was about to abuse somebody.
Yeah.
But then that's why when she was
telling
the pillow is like sensual.
Oh.
Okay. I'm sitting here picturing they're going to take a car battery, hook it up to her toes or something.
But you're not. So, imagine the doors. Imagine that door's open and you put the hanger at the top so that you are. So it's kind of like
you're suspended by
at home. At home, strap harness kind of thing.
It's okay.
Well, you can buy a harness.
It's a good way to improvise and a quick notice.
I mean, so that's a quick way.
Well, I'll tell you what's good. Just get one of the straps that you can put under the bed, under your mattress.
That works too.
Yeah.
That works.
Right there under the mattress.
I mean, just do the damn thing. That's all
he
said.
Yeah. Gosh, that's something else. That's dangerous a little bit. Be careful. Don't drink while you're doing that.
What?
With that hanger and batteries and all that.
Yes, you asked me to sleep somewhere.
Oh, my gosh.
She had too many damn martinis, and she up there hanging. And you turn around, she.
Now, I see. Now I need Laura to go and host an episode of Sex Got Me in the ER.
I know, honey.
And
she's tried everything. She said everything in the book. Okay. Because that makes
that
me want to read.
That was one of my questions. I was like, did she try everything in this book before she? Like, I really want to know.
That makes me want to read the book just to know. Like, you tried that, Laura. But I believe it because you put bullshit here.
The way she talked like this.
Yeah. She had that seductive voice.
But on her Instagram, she has an Instagram. It's
Author.
It's Author Laura Korn. Author Laura Korn.
Okay, I'm going to find her right now.
It says sex therapist or sex whatever to the celebrities and millions.
Ooh.
Gwyneth Paltrow wrote something on the back of this book. Well, and she has a candle smelling like vagina, so it must really mean Gwyneth that this book is great.
Gwyneth, she steams her vagina.
One night. Yeah, she does.
She steams it.
I'm going to New York to try that.
To steam your vagina?
Well, one of my friends.
You can do that at home. Did you know that?
I get a teapot.
Girl, squat over the stove.
I get a little teapot, a little tea kettle, go sing. And now I'm like, I was ready. Here's my spoon.
Oh, my God.
But one of my friends was going to this fancy spa place in New York, and I was looking at it, and she's like, we could try all kinds of stuff here. They wrap you in seaweed and put you in a bathtub and all kinds of stuff. But I said, all right, let's see what this is about. We'll see, and I'll report back.
Wrap you in seaweed and steam your vag.
Yeah, it's one of those places.
Call you sushi.
Yeah!
Yes!
I'm turning myself into a roll, a California roll.
Get your cooter perm pressed, honey.
Get a high comb.
I cannot.
Yeah.
Get your bush out there and get the rolls in them.
Oh my goodness. That's something else.
Could you put
he'll be hypnotized by the side of your bottom.
Could you
your labia, your bush.
Could you put your bush in hair curlers?
People do.
Gross.
I imagine they do. I feel like they do everything.
You know what? I bet white people do that shit.
No. Put rollers. If you got to put rollers in your...
Not rollers.
Put some rollers.
She is beautiful.
She is. That's...
She looks... I hate to say this, but she looks like a sex therapist.
She does.
That's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. She looks hot. You go ahead, Laura. She's going to be back on Bubbly Banter in a couple weeks.
Actually,
yes! She goes to Skirt Town, USA.
Skirt Town.
She's going she's going to... She's going to one orgy that's going to be
male and female.
Male and female. Uh-huh. And then in a couple of weeks, she's going to one that's going to be
all female.
All female.
Mm-hmm. You go ahead, Laura, and report back to us. We got to have her back on.
Do the damn
sexual seduction.
Woo! On that note, we got to take a little sip, swig.
I got a little
swig.
Some
left over here.
This is good bubbly. This is a good bubbly band. A good chat. Thank you again to Laura. Be sure to check out 101 Laura. Great Nights. No, let me get it right. 101 Nights of Great Sex.
Yes.
Check her out. Look at Amazon. Follow her on Instagram and Facebook, Laura Korn. Thank you for coming on again. Yes. Thank you, Alex Brandon.
Yes. Cheers. Love you guys.
Drink up, bitches.